the Public News Service Wednesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. The spotlight will shine on GOP vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance on day three of the Republican National Convention. That from Fox News. They report Vance on Wednesday night will address the roughly 2,400 delegates and thousands of other attendees packed inside the Milwaukee Arena and the millions of Americans watching the GOP convention from home. Dan Eberhardt, an oil drilling exec and a prominent Republican donor and bundler who is attending the convention, told Fox News this is clearly the most important speech of J.D. Vance's career. And the nonprofit group Alabama Possible has received a U.S. Department of Education grant to help increase FAFSA completion rates among students in the state.
Currently, fewer than half of Alabama's graduating seniors have filled out the free application for financial student aid, commonly known as FAFSA. Delays and glitches in the government's rollout of a new FAFSA system are largely to blame. Alabama Possible Executive Director Chandra Scott says the state has experienced one of the largest year-over-year declines in FAFSA completion, which makes the summer support urgent.
Who's going to stand in the gap in answering the call to these students? They have gone through enough. The last thing they need to be faced with is, I don't know who can help, guide me through this process. And we want to remove that.
The most recent data from the National College Attainment Network show only about 47% of high school seniors nationwide have completed the FAFSA form. Shantia Hudson reporting.
More than 85,000 people are admitted each year in New Jersey to treatment programs for alcohol and drug addiction. Experts say language can be a major barrier to getting these services.
The State Department of Health says New Jersey is home to more than 2 million immigrants, and over one-third say Spanish is the primary language in their home. This means a growing demand for addiction treatment professionals who are multilingual and multicultural. Marlene Lau Collins heads Catholic Charities of Trenton, which operates an intensive addiction recovery program.
Sometimes you may be able to speak the language, but not really understand the culture. And the language barriers make it difficult to appropriately deliver the services that we have to deliver and for people to really understand.
Mark Richardson reporting.
Support for this reporting provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. And Ohio will receive more than $32 million in federal funds to help revive auto manufacturing and jobs in the state, especially electric vehicle production at a plant in Toledo. The Biden administration is providing $1.7 billion in grants from the Inflation Reduction Act to help convert nearly a dozen manufacturing facilities on the cusp of closing into EV producers. Ann Blair is with the Electrification Coalition.
We're excited to see the Biden administration investing in domestic manufacturing of EVs. This funding will create good-paying American jobs and give consumers and businesses more vehicle choices.
This is Public News Service. Next to Massachusetts, where the state will receive close to $1 billion in federal funding to replace the Cape Cod bridges.
Lawmakers say it's the largest single bridge funding grant in U.S. history and the biggest federal grant ever awarded to the Commonwealth. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey calls it game-changing for the state's economy.
It is a turning point, truly, in terms of sustained investments in an infrastructure whose benefits will be felt for generations, and it's a victory that we celebrate today.
The nearly 90-year-old Sagamore and Bourne bridges provide the only routes on and off the Cape and are considered functionally obsolete, despite carrying more than 30 million vehicles each year. Healey says plans are to focus first on replacing the Sagamore Bridge before turning to the Bourne. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And a court is expected to soon decide a Wyoming case between hunters and landowners that could affect public land access.
When a group from Missouri went hunting near Wyoming's Elk Mountain in 2021, they navigated a checkerboard of land ownership, using a ladder to cross a privately owned corner from one public parcel to another. The landowners, who live in North Carolina, sued the hunters for trespassing in a case now before the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. University of Wyoming law professor Sam Kalin says there are two major issues in this case. One involves what's known as the Unlawful Enclosures Act, a federal law preventing private landowners from obstructing access to public land.
There's a good chance that the 10th Circuit's going to, maybe adopt some sort of unreasonable test suggesting that landowners can't do things that result in sort of a nuisance or an unreasonable interference with an access to public lands.
The other issue, Kalin says, is trespassing, which is a matter of state law. A Wyoming federal judge ruled the hunters weren't trespassing in a decision last year. More than 8 million acres of public lands in the West are corner locked, according to recent data. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Finally, from our Joe Urori, a new study from Ball State University's Center for Business and Economic Research reveals the economic impact of child care and how it impacts women's workforce participation in Indiana.
Center Director Michael Hicks says the study examined economic factors influencing child care demand and the supply of child care workers. In 2022, the median wage for women in Indiana was slightly over $21 per hour. Hicks says that's not enough and highlights the financial strain on families.
If you're a woman entering the labor force, you have two kids and your husband or your spouse is working at $57,000 a year, you have to earn almost $24 an hour before you're taking home the equivalent of minimum wage.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Remember, Alyssa supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.